into the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 3, roll call.
John Steinbrink.
Here.
Monica Juhas.
Here.
Steve Kmorkowitz.
Here.
Clyde Allen and Mike Serpier excused.
Item 4, minutes of the meetings for February 4th, 2013, presented to board members in written form.
Motion to approve. As written.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Monica.
Mike, you know, here.
Motion by Steve. Mike wouldn't like that. Second by Monica. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Next item is item 5, citizens' comments.
There are no sign-ups tonight, Mr. President.
Anyone wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Hearing none, we'll close citizens' comments. Move on to item 6, administrator's report.
Nothing tonight, Mr. President.
Moving on to item 7, new business. First item being receive the planning commission. Okay. Receive the planning commission recommendation and consider ordinance 13-08 for several zoning map amendments related to land within the Chewaukee Prairie Carroll Beach land use plan area that have been acquired by a public or nonprofit agency for open space and or preservation.
Mr. President, members of the board, ordinance number 13-08 is for several zoning map amendments related to land within the Chewaukee Prairie Carroll Beach area of the village of Pleasant Prairie. These are lands that have been acquired in the public's interest by nonprofit agencies for open space or for preservation purposes. Specifically, the Chewaukee Prairie Land Use Management Plan was adopted by the town of Pleasant Prairie in 1985. The plan had recommended that ultimately all of the lands that are identified, at least on this slide, in the green area to be acquired for open space preservation. And once they were acquired, they would be placed into the C3 Natural and Scientific Area Resource Conservancy District. This is the designated natural resource-based preservation and protection district of the village. As you know, the C3 district is intended to preserve and enhance natural features such as scenic, historic, and scientific areas that are associated with plant and animal communities and to prevent the destruction of valuable natural and scenic areas, including wetlands, shorelands, navigable waters, prairies, meadows, sand dunes, woodlands, wildlife habitat areas, and areas subject to high erosion. Carroll Beaches and this area is the only area that has the C3 designation. As you know, the land use management plan also identifies those lands that are in the primary environmental corridor, and again, primarily most of these lands fall within that specific designation. Properties that have been acquired in 2012 had been acquired by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources as well as the Nature Conservancy of Wisconsin. And I'm going to go through these for you. There are 6 different properties that have been acquired, and they are proposed to be rezoned into that C3 district. The first is tax parcel 934-123-191-1295. It's proposed to be rezoned from the R5, which is urban single-family residential, to the C and C1 district to the C3 district. The second is tax parcel number 934-123-203-0185. It's proposed to be rezoned from R5 and C1 to C3. All of the properties that I'm going to identify for you today will remain in the LUSA district, which is a limited urban service overlay district. In addition, any portions of any properties that are located within the FPO, which is a floodplain overlay district, or within the Shoreland District, those overlays will remain on the properties. The next property is tax parcel 934-123-304-0295. It's proposed to be rezoned from R5 to C3. The next is tax parcel 934-123-322-0205. Proposed to be rezoned from R5 and C1 to the C3 district as well. And finally, the last two properties are 934-123-323-0765, which is proposed to be rezoned from C1 to C3. And finally, 934-123-323-1165 is proposed to be rezoned from the R5 and C1 to the C3 district. This is a matter that was before the Village Plan Commission at their last meeting last week, Monday. A public hearing was held regarding this matter. There were no comments from the audience with respect to the rezoning. The Village staff and the Plan Commission recommend that the zoning text amendments, which is part of Ordinance Number 13-08, be approved as presented.
So moved. We've all been in the Planning Commission meeting last week. Consequently, I move to approve it.
Second.
Motion by Steve, second by Monica. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to item B, consider a professional engineering services agreement for the State Highway 165 water tower painting project.
Mr. President, members of the board, the Water Utility Department is scheduled to repaint the 165 elevated water tower. This water tower was constructed in 1995, holds a volume of 750,000 gallons. A recent water tower inspection determined the water tower wet interior and interior exterior are due to be repainted. The professional services and inspection of the tower painting will be paid for from the Water Utility Capital Fund. Contract summary for the repainting of the 165 water tower, which is all funded from the water utility, estimated at $23,206, will include preparation of technical specifications and contract documents, project administration, a pre-construction meeting, daily inspection services for surface preparation of the wet interior, and critical phase inspection for interior and exterior surfaces. Dixon Engineering has provided a satisfactory reference list, project resumes, and statement of qualifications, which were attached in your packet. I recommend that the village enter an agreement with Dixon Engineering for the amount of $23,206 for these services, and I can answer any questions.
Any questions?
We went through this before.
I'll make a motion to approve the service agreement to Dixon.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Steve for adoption. Any questions? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item C, consent agenda, consisting of items 1 and 2.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Steve. Any discussion on items 1 or 2? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item 8, Village Board comments. I only have to look one direction.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion by Monica, second by Steve for adjournment. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries.